जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे व्हाई एंड हाउ वी शुड परफॉर्म श्राद्ध सेरेमनी सो इन श्रीमद् भागवतम इट इज स्टेटेड दैट देवरसि भूतात्मनीणाम पितृणाम नाकिं करो नायम ऋणि च राजन सर्वात्माय शरणं गतव्यं गतो मुकुंदं परिहृत कर्तुं एवरी ह्यूमन बीइंग आर ऑब्लाइज्ड बाय ऑब्लिगेशन एंडेडेड वी बिकम एंडेडेड ऋण ऋणी बनते हैं हम लोग ऋणी Whom we are indebted to, whom we are under obligation, Deva, demigod, sun god, giving us heat and light, moon, nourishes our eatables, vanaspati. Like that, Indra, Chandra, Surya, they all demigods, devata, and they are supplying, rain god, Indra, they are supplying for our necessity, they are supplying. He doesn't send bill for heat and light. So, we are indebted to him. Sun, Vayu, and you just close your nose and mouth for 10 minutes. Vayu God. And he doesn't send bill. Vayu. So then we are under obligation to Vayu. Devarsi Bhuta, Bhuta, living entity, bell and cow, cow and ox. Ox is tilting, ground producing. Produce and cow is giving milk, butter, buttermilk, ghee, gobar, etc. Mother cow, cow nurturing us. So we are under obligation to the cow and ox and bhuta. Devarsi bhuta atmaninam. Raja is keeping our roads, sewer, water supply together for us. Raja is managing, organizing. And that's why we are indebted to him. So, to relieve our reign, our debt to king, we have to pay kar, tax. To relieve the reign, debt of demigods, we should offer them worship, especially yagya, ahuti, in yagya. So, devarsi bhutatma niram pitrinam, pitri reign. Why? Because they not only bring us into human form of life, which is very rare and valuable, they give us human birth. Not only that, but they nourish us, nurture us, they provide us clothing, education, food. So, Pitri, Ram, we are indebted. Pitri now. Nayam Kinkar, Kinkar, Sevak, Servant. We are obliged to them also. They are serving us. So giving wages to servant, you are becoming bereft of debt to the servant. Kinkaru, Nayam Runi. Na Kinkaru, Nayam Runi cha Rajan. Rajan means Raja. Sarvat Maya Saranam Gatavyam Gato Mukundam Parihurt Kartum. Those who send person surrender and serving to Krishna, Mukundam. So those persons are not under obligation of Devarsi, Bhutatma, Ninam, Pitrinam, Na Kinkar, Na Roni, Cha Rajan, no rain. Why? Because he surrendered to and serving to Krishna. Sarvatmaya, because Sarvatma, Krishna is, Raja is dependent on Krishna, demigods dependent on Krishna, and everybody else. So if you serve directly to Krishna, then you automatically pay up your rent, your debt to all this. Just like supplying food to the stomach, automatically you are nourishing hand, nose, ear, whole body. So similarly, by serving Krishna, sarvatma saranam, by surrendering to Krishna, you can pay up your debt to Pitri. Why perform Sraddha to ancestors? So that we can relieve them by performing Shraddha ceremony, we can relieve them from hellish condition, suffering condition. So Shraddha, if you are not 100% surrendered to Krishna, then you must perform Shraddha. You must. Lord Chaitanya did, Lord Ramchandra did, after Dasaratha Maharaj, Lord Ramchandra performed Shraddha ceremony, Pindada. There is no question of going to hellish or suffering condition for Dasaratha Maharaj, because Lord Ramchandra is direct son. It is greatest fortune to have Krishna as your son, God as your son. And you will never suffer or hellish suffering, going to Narka. But even though Lord Ramchandra performed Shraddha, Lord Chaitanya is God himself. He also went to Gaya to perform Shraddha ceremony for his departed father, Jagannath Mishra. So if you are not 100% surrender, then you must perform Shraddha ceremony to pay up your debt to your forefathers in order to relieve them from the hellish condition. Pindadan. Bhagavad Gita, first chapter, Lupta Pindo Udaka Kriya. Arjun is telling Krishna that if I kill all these people, then their wives will become unprotected. And due to that reason, they will become unprotected. So the Varnasankar Praja will manifest. Varnasankar. And Varnasankar Praja, they will not perform Shraddha Kriya. Lupta Pinda Udaka Kriya. Varnasankar Praja will forget about Pinda and Udak. Pindadan, Udak, Pani, Pindodaka Kriya. Varnasankar Praja will give up this. And for that reason, I will wind up in a hellish condition. I will become the cause of irreligiosity and unwanted population will not offer Pinda Udak Kriya. So I don't want to fight. So Putrarthe Bharya. Why marry? Putrarthe Bharya. One must marry to have a putra. And why to have a putra? Putra Pinda Prayojanam. So that putra can perform Pinda Shraddha Kriya. Putra Pinda Prayojanam. Putrarthe Bharya. So why perform Shraddha? I will shorten down. I'll stop here and go to the other part. How to perform? It is stated in Bhagavatam how to perform Shraddha Kriya. It is stated there that one must call pure Brahmins at home and perform the ceremony. And then you have to cook sumptuous, beautiful, tasty, rich prasad. And then you offer first to Lord Vishnu. It is written in Bhagavatam. First you offer your foodstuff to Lord Vishnu, Krishna, Ram, Narayan, Lakshman. You can offer your foodstuff to Vishnu. And then you offer it to first Brahman. When Advaita Acharya performed Shraddha ceremony of his father, first he offered to Vaishnava, not even Brahman. And Haridas Thakur was most exalted Vaishnava present there. He was Muslim. He was not within Varnasram even, not even a Brahman, but pure Vaishnava, Brahma, pure Vaishnava. So after offering to Lord, he offered it to pure Vaishnava. And then you should be offering to Brahmans. Then you should be offering to your relatives. And then you're supposed to offer it to the people in general and beggars and like that. And after everything is over, you're supposed to honor that prasad and give dakshina to Brahmins or Vaishnava, pure devotees. Best donation is to pure devotees, Vaishnavas. You're supposed to give a donation. How to perform Shraddha with Shraddha. You should do it with Shraddha. And that will relieve your ancestors from the pangs of Maya, suffering. So we are obliged. We are under obligation to our father, mother, and sister. So how to perform? Why to perform? Finished? I'll go a little further. Control envy and anger. Very easy if you want to do it. Definition of envy, matsarta, is that by looking at good things of others, we become asahishnu, intolerant. We could not tolerate and blast him, ninda, chugli, blast him, because he has something nice than me, asahishnu. That is matsarta. So how to get rid of this matsarta? By going to that person, learning from him, whatever you are lacking, because he has more than you. So somehow or other, he is more capable than me, or greater fortune than me. Somebody with the silver spoon, somebody with the golden spoon, somebody is more fortunate. So then going to that person and learning from him how he became fortunate. Learning from him how he became fortunate. Then you can get rid of your envy. In spiritual envy, if somebody is more advanced than you, so you become envious. Why he is getting big plate of prasad and a garland and an honor and so many things. Why he has a big jhon, GBC jhonri? Why he has more disciples than me? Why he is getting maan, puja, pratishta, adoration, distinction, honor? Why? Because he deserves it. Krishna chose him. And that's why he is exalted. That's why nice plate of prasadam for him. And we become envious. Why him? Me. So envy. Dusro ki achi chiz dekhne par asahishnu hona. It's called envy. So you go to that person, become humble at his lotus feet, ask him how he became successful, how he has what I don't have, bhakti, gold, dollar money, honey, guinea, whatever. Why he has more than me? Let me ask him. Let me surrender to him. Then envy, there is no question. Envy will bother you. Envy is finished. You shatter. You cut envy into the pieces by going to that person. I'll go a little faster. Anger. How to control anger? Prabhupada says, just forgive him. If you are angry at this person, then you say, forgive him. Finished. Anger is finished. No? If you forgive the person whom you are angry with, anger is gone. Bhagavad Gita is describing how you get rid of anger. Dhyayato visayan punsa sangate supajayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodopajayate krodh. So if you want to get rid of krodh, then you have to get rid of kama. This is a scenario. Dhyayato visayan punsa. When our mind and senses are constantly contemplating on the object of the senses, then constantly contemplation. And from that, dhyayate visayan punsa sangate supajayate. You become attached. Sangha. Sangate supajayate. Sangat sanjayate kama. From sangha, lust develops. Kama. And if lust is not satisfied by you or by other person, your lust is not satisfied, immediately krodha, anger. Immediately. Anger. So, we should go backwards. No lust. Praying. Opposite of lust is praying. No lust. Dhyayato Krishna. Dhyayato devotees. Dhyayato. How best I can serve them. Dhyan karo. Adhyatmik. Dhyayato. Vishayan punsa. Meditate on spiritual subject matter. Name, form, pastime, paraphernalia, dham, abode. Meditate on that. But we meditate on the subject of our sense glorification. Object of our sense glorification. That's where our dhyan goes. And that is a problem. That is a problem. So from that dhyan, attachment, asakti, asakta, male, female asakti, is the topmost asakti in material world. Topmost asakti. Punsa astriya maithuni bhavam etat trayo mitho हृदय ग्रंथि माहुर अतग्रह क्षेत्र सुताप्त विते जनस्य मोहोयम अहम ममेति पुंसाम स्त्रिया मैथुनी भाव आसक्ति सो गिव अप दिस फर्स्ट नो आसक्ति देन नो क्रोध नो काम एंड नो काम मीन्स नो क्रोध एंड ऑन टॉप यू फॉरगिव इवन इफ योर बिलव्ड चाइल्ड सन लिटिल डूइंग नॉनसेंस सो यू डोंट लाइक इट देन बी कूल काम राधे स्पैंकिंग एंड अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट why is behaving child behavior you understand what is happening here and then on top you forgive him his child doesn't know less intelligent doesn't know so you forgive then crowd is gone I'll go a little further what is our destiny whatever you think that is your destiny antakale cha mameva smaran think smaran Muttva Kalevaram. Whatever you think, why your destiny here today? Why did you come here today? Because you think I want to go to temple. And you fix it. I want to go to temple. Nobody is going to stop me. I want to go to temple. So you came. Prabhupada's example. Prabhupada gives this. What is your destiny? What do you think? What you want is your destiny. You wanted to come to America? Okay, even though you had a green card, you don't want to come. I have seen many people. I am the one first. I still have a green card, still have a white card, still have everything. And I want Vrindavan. So I am in Vrindavan, my destiny. I choose my destiny. I desire my destiny. So whatever you desire, that is going to be your destiny. So then purify your desire. That's the idea. You cannot give up desire. Stupid idea, murkh idea, jnanis. First thing they teach you, jnanis, is that you should give up desires. Yes, you will become happy if you give up desire, but you cannot give up desire. You have to transform desires, spiritual desire, into spiritual desires. You have to transform. There cannot be any soul without desires. Cannot. It is not natural. Even chitti, even ant has desire. Going this way, you put finger in front of ant, she will go around you. Desire. She has destination with the desire. I want to go to my destination. Desire. And she goes. She wind up at his destination. So what is my destiny? If you do bad karma, you wind up in hell. Definitely. So shall you reap. Why? It is not that I eat and you pass. Does it happen like that? No. Why? Whatever you do, you are liable to your action. Bad, nark. Good, heaven. Akarma, devotion, Krishna and his abode, his devotees, temple. This is destiny. This is destiny. Why you will have to suffer if you do bad? Why you can cope out? Why? Because Krishna has given you minute independence. If Krishna has not given you that minute independence, then he will have to take up your karma, which he does in case of a devotee. He does. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami. He absorbs. So, due to that minute independence, we are answerable to our karmic reaction. We cannot change our destiny. If you do bad karma, you wind up in hell, you cannot change. Unless you become Krishna's pure devotee. Okay, next we will take, how can you become more enthusiastic for service? So first thing is that you have to fix your topmost goal, which is unparalleled to other goals, which is best amongst all the goals. You had a goal to come to America and make green bucks, isn't it? Some of them, they came behind their relatives. That is called destiny, luck, prarabdha karma, sanchit karma, different karma. But If you have a super goal that you like, you had a goal, I want to become master degree, PhD degree in this subject. You had a, and that is a bright. Why? Because it will give me honey and money. Why people go to the college 25 years? For these two reasons. They want best honey and best money. That's the only purpose of going to the education, degree, college. Only purpose, honey and money. So you had that goal. So enthusiastically, you worked day and night, went to college, study at home, tuition, this teacher, this friend, this exam, that exam, every day exam. And you went through this torture. That's the most severe torture that anybody can go through, 25 years torture. But you were enthusiastic, even though it was torture. Why? Why you were enthusiastic? Because you see good in honey and money. I want honey and I want money. So you went through torture. No? Isn't it so? You went through torture. So Rupa Goswami says that if you want to attain pure unalloyed devotional service to Krishna, prema, then you have to become enthusiastic for chanting, serving devotees. That's the first thing. One must serve devotees. One must become beloved of devotees. Not a single devotee, nikrist devotee, lowest most devotee, should not be unhappy, little bit unhappy with you. So you have to know your supermost goal, which is so much advantageous, so much blissful, so much peaceful, so much eternal ananda. Anand ki khoj. Everybody is looking for ananda. So then you have to pay the price. And that price is that you have to become enthusiastic for serving Krishna, in order to get his prema. How you reawaken dog's love for you? By serving him enthusiastically. Walk a dog and scoop and dope and you're serving. So then dog loves you. When you serve dog, food to dog, bathing, walking dog, dog loves you. So if you serve the God enthusiastically, then God will love you. Somebody is like half dead, you know, no horse, no enthusiasm, no nothing, and he's almost like, you know. So what he's going to do? He's going to bring that kind of news that somebody else also died. I'm not the only one. Somebody else also died. That's not enthusiasm. So if you want to attain that goal, honey and money, you work 25 years selflessly by paying money to tuition and school and college, and you give everything for that piece of paper, certificate. Why? Because you see a bright future. I want that. So if you want Krishna praying, if you want to love me, love my dog. If you want to please Krishna, if you want to love Krishna, then love devotees, serve devotees. So that is how you can develop enthusiasm for serving, associating with devotees, serving devotees, asking, inquiring in submission from the devotees. So that is how you develop enthusiasm for serving Lord. I want to please Lord. I want to please Krishna. I want to please my Guru. I want to please Prabhupada. I want to please. So then you will become enthusiastic. Well, I was with Prabhupada in house program, in a house, small little room. So cut story short, Prabhupada asked question, so why they are not joining in Toronto, all these Indian people, why they are not joining ISKCON, why they are not joining? So everybody gave their answer, and then I was sitting near Prabhupada's feet, table, like, and I was sitting there. So then at the end, I said, Srila Prabhupada, they are all impersonalist Mayavadis. And Prabhupada laugh and laugh and laugh. Because this is his, you know, term, impersonalist Mayavadis. And then he joked with me, see, he is personalist.
So then he said, so now it is your duty to bring them to temple, make them into devotees, he said to me. And then he said, so what are you doing for a living? I said, I'm an engineer, Srila Prabhupada. We have enough engineers and doctors. He said, we have enough engineers and doctors. Why don't you preach? Why don't you become preacher? And next day I went to the work, write down resignation, put it on his table, boss table, here, I'm gone, bye-bye, and threw my certificate out of window. Master degree from Central Asia, I threw that out of window. I don't know where it is right now. I was serious, and I was surrender, and I was very sincere. So I quit, once for all, no more. Any other question? How to reduce stress? Very easy. You wear dhoti, kurta, mala, tilak, kanthi, and chant Hare Krishna. Come here every day and associate with nice devotees here and do some service here, mopping, cleaning, or whatever service they ask you to do. Your stress will be not zero. You'll become blissful like me. Stress will never come near by me. I guarantee. Afraid of me. Trace is afraid of me. You know, my daughter, I was visiting my daughter. She was telling me, even today, she was telling me, and anxiety and distress or anything, or chinta, chinta aapse dur rehti hai. Karoro yojan dur rehti hai. Chinta, stress. Because I have nothing to lose, nothing to gain. Nirapeksha. My house is on fire, my bank balance is on fire, my body is on fire. Who cares? Who cares? I am the spirit soul, Atma, and I am my nature, Anandmaya Abhyasat. By nature, I am blissful, ever blissful. No cessation, no interruption. I am ever blissful. And that bliss does not depend on my body, on my bank balance, on my anything, material. Doesn't depend. So, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.